Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome to episode 6.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Of Dinosaur Park, the tabletop RPG, in which our spurious heroes educate an ursine on the finer points of opiates and then enter into an uneasy alliance. Previously on Dinosaur Park.
Well, what happened in there?
This is like a giant lizard thing.
Was it worth it for a toolbox?
No, clearly not. Clearly not, Mickey. Clearly not.
I pop a code in and then jam my machete into where my arm used to be. I want a sword arm.
Done. You can see the little kiosk area in the little boatyard. But you can also see about 6 kids, about 10 years old, huddled around one of the boats. They're talking in some kind of weird gibberish language. You don't know what they're saying.
I go over to the children.
You do?
Yeah.
They turn around, and they all have blowguns. Like, they hold their blow darts up to their mouth, and they're like, meep, 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 meep. One of the children, one that seems a little bit, like, more prestigious than the rest, who maybe is the leader of this tribe of children, he comes up and he goes, rup, rup, meep, nup, wild ones, rup, rup, meep, meep. We are looking bears, I land, one of them says. The trees part and a bear of gargantuan size pulls itself out of the forest.
Bear is currently pretty docile. What are you doing now?
I'm going to give another steak.
Okay.
And like, more ecstasy, Dusha?
More ecstasy?
Nah.
No. You gotta be careful with ecstasy because it shuts down your digestive system. The bear mightn't be hungry if we keep giving it ecstasy. Give it codeine, though. Just fuck. Valium! Valium!
Do you want a hungry bear?
Yeah.
No, that's actually, fuck, that's a good... No, I'm just more worried about, like, us giving it pills later on, but... Nah! Nah!
I'm worried the long-term effects of giving the bear pills.
Nah, alright, nah, I loaded up with a whole bunch of more googs. Okay. Just fucking loaded up pills.
Alright,
just...
you hurl it back into his mouth.
How Let's many pills see. Do I put in it this time?
6.
This bear is ODing. Or at least...
Joel Zammett, though, you go to throw it and it just slips out of your hand. Maybe this one's a particularly slimy one. Maybe there's too much blood. And it lands in front of your feet. The bear kind of druggedly turns and looks at the steak and pads over towards you. Doesn't look like he's aggressive, just looks like he wants the steak.
No, that's all right. I was worried that the children were going to eat it.
I kind of move my feet away from the steak so he doesn't accidentally eat my meat.
The bear leans down and chews down on the steak. You look at his eyes, they are the size of dimes. Like, his pupils are basically taking
plates, up dinner plates.
Dinner plates, dinner plates.
That bear is in space.
I try again my Winston Churchill rousing speech to get,
all right,
to get him on my side.
Give it another go.
I'll be like, you know, hey, good friends. Try and connect with him.
Good friends.
15, 16, 17. Alas, not.
You say 17? That is...
Oh, yeah, no, you needed 15.
Yes!
No, that's you're right. Saying it because he was just sending the bear positive emotions. Yeah. I was trying to talk to it in English.
The bear kind of turns his head real slowly and is like...
I reach out and like pat him.
Oh, he'll fucking love that.
Oh. The bear just like, you see it melt in your hands.
Yes.
It's almost like a puppy now. Are you still trying to talk to it?
Yep. Of course I am. Yes!
Yes! Just but you got 20. You just got there.
I'm on drugs, the bear's on drugs.
Some higher level of communication, some plane of existence as of yet unknown until now, opens up a channel between you and the bear.
Let this be known, guys. Drugs are bad unless you're trying to talk to bears, then they're quite good.
I love other Joel, he says. I follow him wherever he goes.
That's so good, Bear. How sick is life?
So sick.
Anyway, Bear, do you reckon you could let us down just so we can have a sick, just a sick dance and some pats?
Do you have it? Just like rah, 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 and the bear's like rah, rah, rah.
Just keep petting that bear.
The bear gets up on its hind legs and just knocks over the poles that you're on. You've come loose from them. It's just kind of like swaying there. When it's on all fours, your head is about like equal to where its spine is.
Give it a big old...
The kids are like, they're looking nervous.
Yeah, have a look. What are they doing?
The kids are like, they've got all their glass spears kind of held up, but they're all really nervous. Like, they don't really want to kill the bear for some reason.
I want to try and like, just like... I'm trying to hug the bear a little bit.
How many kids are there?
Well, at least 40. There's a lot.
I want to kill them all.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
They killed Jeremy.
They did kill Jeremy in cold blood.
But the Argentinian kids are watching this, remember?
Yeah, they're inside.
But they can see this, right?
They can see. They can see. Well, they're inside.
They killed Valentina. They're not going to be like, these guys are good.
The bear like leans down, you wrap your arms around its thick, shaggy neck and give it the best cuddle it's ever had. You hear the bear be like, oh my god. The bear starts licking your face with a big bear. I love this.
I climb on the back of the bear and just give it a hug from like the top.
Oh wow. Are you also climbing
bear? I'm like, just hop on. I kind of like be like spooning Dusha and also hugging the bear.
The kids are like, yup, yup. One of them throws a spear in panic. It slides, like sails through your, like past your guys' heads, but lands in the haunch of the bear. You hear the bear be like, what?
Bear.
No!
Those little kids, cunts, just kill them. It'll be the best. It'll
bear
be the
just
best.
Starts walking into the wooden resort building. The kids scream and run as the bear
starts tearing
into them. Kids are flying left and right. The bear's eating them. You can't even. He's not even saying words anymore. It's just this like, oh. Eventually, the bear breaks a hole enough that you can see the 7 Argentinian children or 8?
Yeah, 7. 3 are dead.
Yeah, 7. The 7 Argentinian children huddled in a corner as the other kids, the wild ones, just run in all directions.
They're good bear. They're good bear. There's a...
I talk to the bear. I'm like, bear, you're such a good person. You're such a good bear. What was your name, bear? I feel like we've connected on a spiritual level. But I just need to know your name.
In my people's tongue, I'm called Ixacalat.
I'm going to call you Ixie.
See.
Anyway, Bear, these 7 kids that are scared, they're my mates. Don't worry about them.
Other Joel says they're good too. All right.
Yeah.
No. He kind of like leans down and the Argentinian children climb onto the bear as well.
Yes!
This has taken a turn.
One of the loudspeakers that is on the resort like crackles into function and you hear a voice. It's the voice of Jackson. What is going on, you guys? I did like it's been like maybe, you know, half a day. Why are you on the island already?
can you hear us?
So what I'm thinking
Hello?
Is that I would rather look. I want to be able to talk to you guys properly and hear from you. I know on the island you're on, there is a tower, and if you get to that tower, you might be able to turn it back on, and then I can talk to you throughout the park. I'll be able to hear you. All right, I can't hear you now. No idea what you're doing. Right? The cameras just show a big bear back here. Honestly, we're a bit confused.
I look at to the nearest camera. Is there a camera?
Yeah, you can see a camera kind of swiveling on the resort.
I give it a thumbs up.
Okay, I see the. You're gonna find the. All right, sick. So you're on the bear.
Like, give like a heart of thumbs up.
That's real fucking. That's fucked. I did not know. Well, you know what? Like, if it helps you get to research, good. I guess.
I like try and point at the other the running kids and just shrug and look angry.
I don't blame me. They've been in the park. What? That's why we don't send any of the scientists out, because they just fucking get them. You seen those spears? Like a glass in the end. It's messed up. Like, that's what I get for not calling the parents and just leaving the kids in there, I guess. That's, you know.
Shake my head.
That's on me. I'll cop the blame for that one.
All right. I use my Winston Churchill powers.
Yep.
To give a rallying speech in English to be like, all right, you fuckers. I know some of you can, like, understand me. The fuck is going down? Calm the fuck down, or our friend Ixie. Do I know his name?
Our friend, and I'm like, Ixie.
Ixie? That's a sweet bear name. Our friend Ixie will fucking eat you. I am your new leader. I am your goddamn king. So is this bear, and so is other Joel. We're your three kings.
The also, children, yeah?
Ixie is IXXY, just in case you're wondering.
I
spelled IXIE, so thank you.
You can spell it however you want, man.
It's with two X's, man, because the bear fucking loves it.
You get 15. The children all stop, and then one by one, they drop to their knees in worship. One of the kids, the chief, he comes up and he says, "Yep, you have tamed the god of Weird Bear Island."
Who killed Jeremy?
He points at one of the kids with a spear with a bit of blood on the end.
Come here.
Oh, no.
We're going to cross some borders today. Yeah, the kid walks over to you, real nervous. He looks to be about 11.
What's his name?
His name is Yip Yip.
Why did you kill Jeremy?
Rip, 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 yip, yip, pop.
What do you say, chief?
The chief leans in real close. I honestly don't know. Oh, no, it's a made-up language.
So how do you guys communicate at all, then? What are you doing?
I don't know.
Why did you kill him?
Yip, up, yip, yip. He kind of, like, gestures a hand. Like, to shake yours.
Aw. I'm on the anger of, like, I want him to... Jeremy, I thought he just wanted...
Do you kill an 11-year-old child today?
And who killed Valentina?
You point at another kid. Comes forward. Two children are standing in front of you.
I'm still patting the bear, by the way. I'm like, Ixie, man.
This is so good.
What do I do?
What happens here?
I'm staying out of it. I'm having too much of a nice time on a bear. This is all on you, mate.
I know. I'm like, give me your hand. Give me your hand.
Both of the children.
I smack them both in the air. Like, stop. Bad. Don't
run
do that.
Back into the crowd.
No, come back.
Yeah, they come back. We're sheepish.
Yeah, don't run either. Don't kill. It's bad.
They nod.
Smack him on the hand again. Maybe like a bit like two-fingered nose. Like,
How angry are you?
Like, pretty furious.
Like, angry enough
that
you're...
I'm school teacher angry.
Oh, okay, good. I was like, if you're too furious, I'm like, does the bear feel your anger?
I'm like, no. Like, school teacher. My school teacher training kicks in to be like, don't kill kids. They were just raised in a terrible park. It's Jackson's fault. This is Jackson. Jackson killed Jeremy. Jackson killed Valentina. His
you
fault.
You guys getting to the goddamn tower already?
I give you the finger.
What?
No more killing. Like, I point.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, bear, Ixie, you're great. Give him a pat.
That's so good.
If you want to kill any of these, like... What do you eat, bear, by the way?
Meat, he says.
Give him steak.
With more drugs?
No, just a sweet
You don't want to accidentally kill the bear with pills.
Yeah.
The kids all seem to be, like, accepting and understanding of your new laws. The chief gives you the thumbs up. We will live in peace from now on this island.
No, we're getting you out of here.
Oh!
Don't worry, like, we'll come back for you. We need to get across Plesiosaur Lake.
We have boats, he says.
Sick.
Follow me. Cool. The chief and several of the other wild ones start heading out into the forest.
What's with the made-up language? Just gotta ask.
I honestly don't know. Like, it developed real early, like second year in. Everybody started using it.
Yeah, it's fine.
It's a real mystery. Some of these kids, they don't even speak English anymore. It's only been like a year. It's real strange.
Super strange.
It's bizarre.
Super strange.
I don't know.
Can I look around for any of the other like kids? Maybe you've.
All right. I'm gonna, it's going to be a difficult roll.
Yes, fair enough.
You're going to need to get. I'm going to say at least 20. No, that's you can't recognize any other child. You eventually start heading through the forest.
Wait, where's Vince Vaughn?
Oh, yeah. Vince Vaughn!
No!
Don't worry about it. Vince Vaughn is carried out by four wild ones. They have an arm each and a leg each, and they plump him unceremoniously in front of the bear.
I like to talk to the chief. If you want, like, you can have him.
Like, to do what with?
Like, you know, he's just fine.
Mostly, the chief says, he's become real reasonable for some reason. Mostly, we would just take outsiders and then sacrifice them to the bear god.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. I just... Like, if you got a couch you can crash on...
You're trying to unload Vince. Is he, like, a good guy?
Yes, I lie.
You get away with this. You're Winston Churchill. The guy's like, yeah, no, we got a place for him to stay if he wants.
Yeah.
I whisper to Ixie, are you still hungry?
Yeah, man.
I gesture at Vince Vaughn. He's just like a big meat man.
He is like a big meat man.
This is going to be the end of Vince Vaughn. Yep.
Yes!
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 Ixie just like, Vince Vaughn is on the ground. Ixie just, he's like, sort of, Vince Vaughn stands up, brushes himself off. And Ixie from behind just descends down with his mouth over the top of him like he was going in a tunnel and just swallows Vince Vaughn in one.
No coming back from that, Vince.
That was good. Like, oh, wait.
He's full of codeine.
He's full of codeine. How quickly does it hit the bear's system? Oh my god! Ixie's like, oh no. And just flumps.
No!
Dead or alive?
Let's roll. What are you gonna use?
Oh no. Hang on. What are you. Any of your characters good with animals?
Dennis Nedry gets spat on by a lizard man. Dino. Pig.
Is it Dennis Nedry? Rocky Balboa? Not. Winston Churchill probably loved foxes.
I think Winston Churchill had a dog.
All right, but it's going to be a tough roll.
Like, is it alive is all we
can. What medicine's all you need?
Yeah.
So is it alive? I'm going to say that Subway or Dennis Nedry, to be honest.
Yeah.
Look, you go over, you put your hand on his neck. You can feel a pulse there, but it's very weak.
Give him some water. Everyone's already eaten before. It's fine.
We're just like, all right, bear's having a nap. Ix is having a nap. You look after him.
Okay.
All right. He's your new king.
He was our old king, but yeah.
Mean, he's like,
okay. Like, if we consider him a
god.
Yeah.
Now he's a king. God king.
Oh, yeah, like a pharaoh. I get it.
Yeah.
I learned ancient Egypt in year 8. That's fine.
Good. I'm glad you...
Grade 6, I mean. Anyway.
I'm glad you're learning still. That's real nice.
It is good.
So
we'll look after the bear.
You give him water.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be back for you.
I made the ultimate sacrifice. I completed the one goal I wanted to do and lost my second best friend.
It's all right, Dusha. I kind of pat you on the back. He's okay. He's fine. He's going to live long life.
I sort of like... nuzzle into the pat because that feels good. And I'm like, no, everything's going to be okay. And then I'm like, I can still feel we're all connected. It's good.
You can still feel Ixie's spirit. It's there. Yeah. His soul's still going. Yeah. The chief, approaches you. He's like, so you want to get back to the mainland, yeah?
We want to cross the lake. Yes.
Yep.
Or get to a tower.
Well, we're in the... Well,
I make the okay sign with my hands.
Yeah, your friend seems...
He's loving it.
Okay. There is a tower on here that you can activate. It's up on that hill over there. There's like a small hillock kind of in the distance.
All right.
Looks like... and then other than that, we can get you off the island. But I got to say, Ixie, your friend Ixie, not the only bear on the island. There were at least two others. However, you're not going in on your bare feet.
Uh-huh.
Follow me. He walks over to like a shed kind of area of the resort and he... pulls up the rolling door, and inside are two quad bikes. It's like, they're old, but they might work.
All right.
I mean, they're no car, you're not that protected, but they could probably get you to where the canoes are. Okay. Just saying.
Do we get our stuff back?
Oh, yeah, I'll grab it for you.
Oh, get us the, and also, where's Mickey and George Costanza that's not George Costanza?
Yeah, we've been keeping him in a cell.
We'll bring him back.
After about maybe 10 minutes, everybody is assembled and your equipment is given back.
By the way, everyone, Vince Vaughn died.
Got eaten by a bear. What the fuck?
Like, just in the midst of battle.
Mickey gives you the thumbs up. George Costanza gives you the thumbs up.
The school, the children give us the thumbs up. Like,
he was the worst. He was the worst. Everybody wanted him dead. Even over the loudspeaker.
You got him! Oh my god, thank god.
That's right, they're all watching.
If I'd known that I could have just fed him to a bear from the start, that's what I would have done, tell you what.
Goal complete. Good.
Who knew that bringing drugs onto this island would have been my greatest weapon?
It really has been.
All right, so there's quad bikes and get used to it.
How many hours have passed since we got tied up and now?
You can't really tell. You going to ask the chief?
No, as in, like, since we've been on the pot, like, conscious, not like since we got
tied up. Maybe about 1 hour.
Right. I was wondering how much is that lake frozen over as we got wandering.
And also how fucked I am on drugs.
Oh, dude. Yeah, you're not in a good way.
Because knowing, like, with my character's traumatic past and apparent love for ecstasy... yeah, I've still got probably another 2 hours before I start
coming back. You're gonna be real sad. Like, at a certain point. Just real down, having a shit one.
Yeah. probably a bit negative, yeah. But
I've got more.
I do have more, but also after an hour, I'll probably be thirsty. I need some water, actually.
One of the little wild ones brings you like a wooden pail. Full of cool, crisp water.
Sweet, I just delicious.
Down it in one.
No. Oh, yeah. No, I sip it because I'm cleverer than that.
Yeah, all right. Good.
Don't want fucking water overdose.
When everybody's assembled, the chief is like, I don't know how you're going to fit everybody on those two quad bikes.
All right. So we got
the the children.
So we have the quad bikes. And so where's the tower?
The tower is about maybe half a K mm-hmm. into the forest.
And there's bears.
Yeah, there's two bears in the forest. It's quite a big island, though, so you might miss them.
All right. So where are we in regards to Plesiosaur Lake?
We're kind of on... You can look on your map if you want.
We have a map?
Yeah, you've got a map from the thing.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You
I'll
did.
Show you where you are on my terrible map. Right there.
Okay, so you guys drugged us and then brought us over here.
Yes, in a boat.
In a boat. Got it.
You say drugs and I look up like, what?
What are we doing?
Uh-huh. Well, really? So where's the canoes? Where's the boats that you gave us?
Yeah.
It's easy to get to, yeah?
Yeah.
We don't have to deal with any bears?
No. You're just going for the boats. Not at all.
Because, like, all we need to go to the tower, we just got to go there to talk to Jackson.
Yeah.
You remember Jackson?
I kind of vaguely.
The guy who probably...
He's become the Satan in our mythology. the bear is king and Jackson is the trickster devil.
Yeah. Yeah, him.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
If you look at our like reliefs that we have drawn and carved on the walls of our wooden home, you can see an elaborate mythology. Jackson Bailey is the creator and the destroyer.
I can read this now.
Yeah.
All right, I get it. Yeah. But basically, if you want to be able to talk to him, we just got to go up in that tower and switch it on.
Okay.
Don't know if we need to.
I wouldn't see why.
Yeah.
I was really honestly, not worth your time.
I just pipe up. I'm like, honestly, if Ixie was still with us, I was going to use him to push the tower over.
So,
fuck the tower. Fuck the tower.
Fuck the tower.
On three. One, two, three. Fuck the tower.
I hope you don't mind that I got in on
that. That's right. Yeah, and then you're like, fuck the tower. Wait, what? No.
Fuck
you fucking. Come on. Yes to the tower.
Cool. All right.
Come back, you cunt.
So, yeah, let's not
forget about
that.
The tower. Don't even worry about it.
You just chill with Ixie. Give him lots of meat and lots of water. He'll love it.
Probably no food for the time being because his digestive system won't be on.
Okay.
Yeah. So just let him chill for a bit and hope he doesn't wake up in a rage.
Yeah, because we can't communicate him like you guys seem to be able to.
Yeah. Tell you
what. Well, good luck, kids.
Tell you what. Best bet, honestly, is if you want to, can I give him directions to go back to Iceland?
Okay.
And go down the hatch, and that'll take you to freedom.
For real?
For real.
For real.
For real. Like, just all do right. This. It will be cold, though.
That's we can cope.
Because the aircon units or whatever has been cranked real high.
Don't know who did that.
So
Some idiot.
So that'll be cranked real high, so just put a rug up. And you can get down there, and if you haven't made it out, just stay...
a safe place we can be?
Actually, how...
Yeah, like the...
Ooh. How big are the horse rabbits?
The little frozen ones. Yeah, big. About a foot.
Let's go back to the horse rabbit thing. It might be cold in there, though.
No, no, no. But I'm thinking that we've got horse rabbits that would not be frozen anymore. They'd be dead. We could just give them that and be like, make some coats.
They're not big. They're like, maybe make a hat.
Yeah. Well, I've got three.
We're not cold,
two.
Though, are we?
No.
No.
Oh, cool. I'll give them, like, you know, the woolly mammoth. Yeah, like, okay. Kids, give them their whatever. Look, just try and rug up as much as you can.
I keep my saber-toothed tiger skin, though.
No, okay. You're probably going to have to give that up for the kids. I will insist.
You could fight each other.
No. Wait, no, I'm on drugs. I'm like, yeah, no, sick.
For the children.
Take my shorts. Like, no. All right, I'll keep my shorts on.
All right, the chief stands up.
I cut the sleeves off my hoodie.
Sick.
Looking good.
Yeah.
Sick,
the chief
mate.
Stands up. We have a path to freedom, guys. If you'll rug up, make coats, and follow me, we'll get out of this.
Mm.
Thanks to our new kings, Joel and also Joel. Onward, nip nip up, nip up, nip up, and he kind of gives you a look like, I don't know what that means. And starts marching through the forest towards back the way you came, not the direction they sent you.
Sick.
That's where they have other boats to go back.
Awesome. All right, let's go get these boats. All right.
There are
all
two
right, Argentinian
bikes.
Children.
Are you going to just load yourselves up with Argentinian
gonna walk
children?
It. We don't need to. We're not dealing with bears.
Oh, yeah, that's true. You're not.
Fuck it.
And also, I only have one arm, so I'd be rubbish driving a quad bike.
You would.
You do have Mickey and Guy looks like George Costanza.
Yeah, no.
George Costanza,
Mickey would definitely be driving. Guy that looks like George Costanza, I'd be like, hey, just keep a watch out for bears. Yeah, bye.
Yeah, see, good.
We look around. Like, is there anything we could make a makeshift, like, sledge?
Sledge?
Yeah. Sleigh? Yeah.
My awareness is at an all-time high, by the way, because I can pretty much see sideways.
Sick. Any
you can
kind
talk
of thing
to bears.
You're doing amazing.
You kind of like scan around and you can see that there's an overturned table.
Oh, yeah.
Like a wooden overturned table. It looks like if you snap the legs off that and tied a rope from that to the quad bike,
right.
You could probably put the kids on that and drive.
All right, Mickey, we're going to do this. Okay. They have a plan. We do that.
What stat are you using?
Dennis Nedry.
I was going to say Dennis Nedry.
Because he's like, this is a way to escape.
Exactly. This is a weasel move. Yeah, you managed to, you and Mickey. Oh, let's chuck Mickey's role in there. Oh, perfect. It's stable, it's secure. The Argentinian children look like they're having a real good time on the back of it.
Oh, that's great.
You hook it up to the
quad
bike.
Who's my new favorite?
Let's find out, because your old one passed away. That would be 11, and I don't think such a child exists.
No.
7.
Dead. Devin's pretty dead.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Nah, Brian.
Brian, see?
Bloody Brian.
I was worried that we were going to both end up with Ariel as our favorite, and then I was scared about Ariel's safety.
Ariel's still nice and alive, and that's good.
Yeah. That is good.
My favorites are dying. Your favorite.
Like, every gave favorite. Half
even
a song.
Jeremy died. Every child you love dies. All right, you're going to drive.
You're like,
quad bikes?
Brian, you're my new favorite. And Brian, like, sort of winces.
He's like, no.
I give him the mace.
The mace is cursed.
I guess I'll be driving one and
Mickey
will drive the other.
All right. I'm assuming you're using your Dennis Nedry again.
Yeah,
look, you drive it perfectly with a vroom, 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 you're off. And Mickey is equally competent. The two of you are driving your quad bikes with the children on the back. Ooh, let's see if the children hold on. It's probably not a bad idea. Yeah, they managed to just stay on.
My Jackson, though.
Jackson, don't, please, we just got out, we lost Jeremy.
I thought we gained one, we lost one, I got a new fave.
After about half an hour of driving, it's quite a large island, and you're kind of taking the coast so that you're not going through the dense forest, and you can occasionally hear distantly echoing the roar of one of these other short-faced bears. You arrive at what was clearly once like a little activity center back in the day when the park was going to open. And there are some old canoes there that you could conceivably paddle out. Mm-hmm. There's like a wooden pier and a little wooden sort of kiosk. Looks like maybe there's a couple of shops along here. But it's all overgrown and covered in vines and kind of rotting
like
away.
Crisp, like packets of chips.
You going to go for a search?
Yeah, a little bit.
What about you, Dusha? Searching?
Yeah.
Joel Lamont, you search and find literally nothing.
Okay.
I'm going to say you find an old wooden sign that says hamburgers. Add that to your inventory if you want.
Do it.
I do.
Joel, Dusha, you find a surfboard.
Rad.
It's old, it's yellow, clearly the fiberglass is kind of wearing away, but it's a surfboard.
I just want to know, because this is a plesiosaur lake, assumedly there's plesiosaurs in there. So Jackson, in his infinite wisdom, was like, surfboards, this is what our resort needs.
The plesiosaurs will make a wave, and then you can surf said wave. That's what we call vertical integration.
I kind of have like eyeball the lake a bit.
Mm-hmm.
Is it looking frozen?
It's looking frozen?
From where you are, which I'll show you on my map again, you're kind of here. Do you see?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, where do we start?
You started, boop, here okay, in Iceland. Yeah. You went, what? This looks like nonsense, but this is real easy to understand for me. It's good. So you were like, well, you're here.
Yep.
And
where do you have to go?
You got to go to, sorry, there. There's the next pier. So you got to cross this stretch of land.
Or... we don't really have to. We kind of go to the right where there's that big dense forest thing, whatever's over there, and this then get thing? On the land.
Or yeah. The green.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, this thing. All right, yeah. He can head over there as well. It's a shorter distance.
Because, like, I'm concerned of a plesiosaur in the water.
Well, let's have a scan for the two of you. Which stats, out of curiosity?
Dennis Nedry, coward stats.
Coward stats.
I'm going to use my Rambo stats.
Rambo stats.
Smart.
Okay, 16 for Zammit, and... 7 for Dusha.
I see. No, I find myself and nothing else.
Whilst Zammit is scanning the water, you're looking at your reflection. Zammit's like, are there any plesiosaurs? You're like, no.
I'm just like, my eyes are real big.
You scan the
handsome
lake,
man, though.
And you can kind of see movement in the water.
Mm.
Kind of looks dense as well.
Mm.
I'm going to roll your knowledge plesiosaur Connor, the two of you.
Mm.
Or at least Dinosaur Park Connor. Wow, you both got terrible. But you know that breeding populations don't just die out.
Mm.
And that there's been 2 years of solid breeding in plesiosaur lake.
I'm confused about the
lake.
Year now, because...
Oh, 3 years.
There though. We go.
That's what
four?
I meant.
Four?
A while.
A while. A long time.
It looks dense.
Uh-huh.
It looks almost crowded. But... you can also see down back where you turn on the ice thing that ice is spreading across the lake. If you look over to Ice World, there's like a cool mist over everything. And you can kind of just make out Outback World, which is encased in ice.
Mm. I do wonder, like, all right, so clearly you can cross this stream, across this river, like,
mm-hmm.
without getting attacked, because otherwise we wouldn't be here. The kids did it.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully that they're going over back to where we had. That's a big distance. So hopefully either they're going to draw attention,
mm-hmm.
and it'll be a shame if any of them die, but draw attention. Also, because the lake being frozen, maybe you'll push the plesiosaurs this way, which I'm also concerned about now.
But if the lake freezes more, don't forget, you've got fucking gold medal in the Winter Olympics on side.
That's true.
We can skeleton across, mate. Just climb
good.
On.
We good. I would argue...
everybody get on Dusha.
We take the shortest distance.
Yeah, no, good plan.
By boat.
Mm-hmm. All right.
And then
what
try
type
and...
of boat is... oh, wait.
It's canoes.
They're like canoes. Like resorty kind of...
I only
of...
have one arm. Mm.
That's
yeah, but right. You've got fucking Mickey can row for you.
Mickey can row for you and like... George Costanza... isn't George Costanza can row as well. Yeah.
Whilst I'm thinking this over, I eat the other half of my Subway sub.
All right.
Oh, real good.
I really want to be like, get one Argentinian child back. I just replenish health with your Subway sob. But no.
John Cena's like, life and death work.
He just pops out of the water. I'm back. You have freed me. So you're going to row across?
All right, we row across.
All right. You all pile into two canoes and you begin... your sail across. What are you using as your stat? Dusha will clearly be using Lindsay Lohan.
Yeah,
absolutely.
What will you use? Churchill? Balboa? Nedry?
I'm probably going to use Nedry because like this is like a coward way out again. He's taking the shortest distance.
Yeah, that's fair.
And also it's...
whoa. Joel Dusha. My God.
Just powers
through. Fucking hell, yeah.
Uses his
with
fucking
one arm,
machete.
You somehow managed to just... yeah, one arm and a machete. You managed to start rowing across the lake with like... fucking
barely touching the water.
Yeah.
That's how fast the canoe is.
Like, you know,
going?
When you see like those professional rowers just fucking go, That's what you're doing right now. Joel Zammert, on the other hand. No, you do not as well. Like, Joel Dush is kind of disappearing into the distance.
He's in his own realm right now.
But you're making haste. You're making haste. Both of you can kind of look over to land where you came from, to Iceworld and that. And you see a lot of little canoes starting to make the journey across back to the mainland. And you can see the kids in them, the wild ones. They start heading towards the mainland as the ice is coming towards them.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, they're not quick enough. And the ice collides with their boats. They can't, like, stop, and the ice and their boats meet in the middle, and you can see that their boats are starting to sink. And then... you hear the unmistakable... of a plesiosaur as it rises out of the water and near their boat crash.
Will the plumbing boys save the children or themselves? Find out next time on Dinosaur Park.
Missed out on the grand opening and then closing of Dinosaur Land? Ran past the gift shop because the animatronics got out of hand? Been kicking yourself ever since you saw the get shot by a real astronaut T and you didn't duck in to grab it for fear of Bonobot? Then worry no more, because at peddlerspress.store we now have official bootleg Dinosaur Land merch available for you to love and cherish. Just head on down to peddlerspress.store and grab what you can before we get shut down for good this time.